Surabhi, are you there?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, I'm here.
Okay, we're about to begin.
Yeah, 我们这就开始。
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Adi Madhava Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Vrindadi
Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Vrindadi
Gopi Jana Malabhayam Girivarajaji
Gopi Jana Malabhayam Girivarajaji
Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashira Vanachari
Vanachira Vanachari
Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Madhava Kunjabi
Hari Madhava
Kunjabi
Hari
Jana Vallabha Giri Vrindadi
Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri Vrindadi Jana Balabha Giri
Sodanandana Prajajanarandana
Sodanandana Prajajanarandana
Namunatira Vada Dadi Vanachari
Vishnu Padma Hamsa
Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaura Premanandi those of you that were not with us last Monday, let's do a little review.
上个礼拜一没有跟我们在一起听课的，我现在来复习一下上节课学习的内容。
Last Monday, we began hearing from Jiva Goswami about Akura's visit to Vrindavan.
上个礼拜一晚上，我们学习到了 Jiva Goswami 对 Akura 拜访 Vrindavan 的评述。
This is described in Chapter 38 of Canto 10.
Akura 拜访 Vrindavan 是在《圣典不加瓦坛》第十篇三十八章里有描述。
And a little bit about Akura first.
我们首先来讲一点 Akura 的事。
Akura is a pure devotee.
Akura 是一位纯粹奉献者。
We read about Akura in Nectar of Devotion.
我们在奉爱的甘露里面读到了关于 Akura 的描述。
There are nine processes of bhakti, and Akura is the example of one who achieved perfection through prayer, one of the nine processes of bhakti.
奉爱服务的程序有九种，在这九种奉爱服务当中， Akura 通过祈祷，向 Krishna 祈祷，达到了人生的完美境界。
Those prayers are found in the next chapter, chapter 39 from Canto 10.
Akura 向 Krishna 的祈祷是在《圣典不加瓦坛》第十篇三十九章里讲到了。
He's often referred to as Uncle Akura because he was very elderly compared to Krishna and Balaram, and he's from the same family line from the Yadu dynasty.
通常情况下称 Akura 为 Akura 叔叔、叔伯，跟 Krishna 和 Balaram 的年龄相比 ，Akura。的年龄要年长得多，他和 Krishna 和 Balarama 都是来自于同一个家族亚度王朝。
In chapter 36 of Canto 10, we find Kamsa appealing to Akura to do a mission on his behalf going to Vrindavan.
在《圣典不加瓦坛》第十篇三十六章里，我们读到 Kamsa 请求 Akura代表他去执行他的使命，去 Vrindavan 邀请 Krishna.
Kamsa described to Akura his plan to try to kill Krishna.
Kamsa 向 Akura 直截了当地描述了他的计划，他要杀死 Krishna 的计划。
And that plan was to bring Krishna to Mathura, and then he would be killed.When Krishna comes to Mathura, that was the plan.
Kamsa 的计划就是，当 Krishna 被从 Vrindavan 带到 Mathura 之后， Kamsa 就想杀死 Krishna， 这就是 Kamsa 的计划阴谋。
And Akura's mission was to somehow persuade Krishna to come to Vrindavan, come to, from Vrindavan to Mathura.
而 Akura 的使命就是无论怎么样要说服 Krishna 让 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura.
The plan was, let's have a big festival in Mathura, we'll engage brahmanas and so many details about that festival.
这个计划是这样子的，让我们举行一场盛大的庆典，邀请各类布拉玛那人士，还有其他的各位人士来参加这场庆典等等，这就是他们的计划。
In fact, all of the residents of Vrindavan were also to be invited, and they came.
而且他们也邀请了 Vrindavan 的所有的居民，他们也去了。
Akura agreed.Because his main mission in life was to see Krishna.
Akura 同意了，因为他生命中的使命 就是他想要去见到 Krishna。
Akura knew that Krishna is the all-powerful supreme。
Akura 深深地知道 Krishna 是无所不能的至尊主。
And he knew Krishna would destroy Kamsa。
而且他也知道 Krishna 会铲除掉 Kamsa。
And all the members of the Yadu dynasty wanted that, and he would be doing the Yadu dynasty a big favor to bring Krishna to annihilate Kamsa。
而且所有的 Yadu 王朝的这些成员们都希望 Krishna、能够都希望 Krishna 杀死 Kamsa。所以阿库尔做了康做了亚杜王朝的人们所最希望做的事情。
That's what happened in chapter 36.
这就是在第36章里面所发生的。
And then in chapter 37, we find that Kamsa also sent Keshi, his best demon associate, to try to kill Krishna.But Keshi was killed.
在第三十第国家瓦坛第三十七章里面，我们了解到了 Kamsa 也派去了Keshi 恶魔。Keshi 恶魔是 Kamsa 恶魔同党当中最要好的朋友，但是 Keshi 并没有成功，反而被 Krishna 杀死。
Towards the end of chapter 37, we also find Krishna killing.Vyomasura.
而且在第三十七章末尾的时候，我们也了解到了 Krishna 也杀死了 Vyomasura.
But our acharyas explain that that pastime happened very early in Krishna's childhood, yet it was not narrated until the end of chapter 37.
但是呢，我们从 acharya 的评述当中了解到，这段消时光是发生在 Krishna 非常年幼的时候。发生的，而并非是在三十七章末尾才讲到。
And chapter 37 ends with Krishna just being completely delighted and in the highest happiness being with the cowherd boys and the cows in Vrindavan.
在《罗刹瓦坛》第十篇的三十七章末尾，描述了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 和他的牧牛童朋友们一起高兴的不得了，兴高采烈。
In the middle of that chapter, there is a long discussion between Narada Muni and Krishna, where Narada is encouraging Krishna to go to Mathura and finish Kamsa, liberate his mother and father from prison, and so many things.
在这一章的中间的部分有一段很长的描述，描述了 Narada 与 Krishna 之间Narada 和 Krishna 之间的对话。 Narada 希望激励 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 去的 Mathura 杀死 Kamsa， 就去营救他的父母 Devaki 和 Vasudeva。
This is a very significant transition in Krishna's pastime from his childhood pastimesand boyhood and child pastimes to his youth pastimes outside of Vrindavan.
这段描述呢是 Krishna 他的消时光从 Vrindavan 转移到 Vrindavan 以外的地方上演消时光的一个转折点。
So,
Krishna 在 Vrindavan 以外的地方上演他的消时光，这是一个非常关键的一个转折点。
Last MondayWe heard something of a summary written by Jiva Goswami describing Akura's journey from Mathura to Vrindavan.
在上个礼拜一的时候，我们读了 Jiva Goswami 的对这一段的评述，他的 Gopa Champu 里面对这一段的评述，就是描述了 Akura 从 Mathura 去到 Vrindavan 路上。
In short, he was in ecstasy.
那么用一句话来说的话，那个时候他处在了狂喜之中。
a very important lesson for all of us who are practicing devotional service in the sadhana bhakti stage is to understand the mood of anticipation of meeting Krishna that Akura was displaying.
我们从这段描述当中学习到的非常重要的一个教导是在我们习练萨达那巴克提规范修行奉爱服务的过程当中我们了解到去渴望见到Krishna的心态从�kura的身上展示出来。
This is the practical application message for all of the listeners of this pastime.
这一段教导是我们明天上节课和这节课内容的聆听者从中要学习到的一个非常重要的一部分。Like
Akura, we should be very eager or become increasingly more and more eager to be with Krishna, to serve Krishna, to see Krishna, to be directly in contact with Krishna. That eagerness is the key or the price for success in bhakti.
我们要像阿库尔那样，要非常渴望，越来越强烈的渴望， 想要和Krishna在一起， 想要去见到Krishna， 想要去服务Krishna， 想要直接的去 接触到Krishna，要有这样的越来越强烈的渴望，这是我们在奉爱服务当中取得成功的秘诀和应该付出的代价。Akura
was in the mature stage of prema bhakti.
Akura 处在 prema bhakti 这一成熟的阶段，这成熟的层面。
We are somewhere in the sadhana bhakti range.
而我们呢，处在萨达那巴提的这个层面上。But
the same principle that applies to Akura applies to us. Anticipation of connecting with Krishna.
但是这个原则是既适用于Akura，也适用于我们身上，那就是我们要渴望，期待，对Krishna的期待与渴望。
Last week we heard about Akura's arrival, his exchange with Krishna, Krishna inviting Akura to come meet his father, their exchanges in Nanda Maharaj's home.
上周一我们了解到了，Akura抵达了Vrindavan，见到了Krishna和Krishna之间的对话，以及Akura受到邀请去到Nanda Maharaj的家中与Nanda Maharaj进行了交谈，并且荣耀了，并且宴请了他。Krishna
accepted his proposal.
Krishna 接受了他的提议。
He was looking forward to going to Mathura.
Krishna 期待的去到Mathura.
To meet Kamsa.
Krishna 期待的去Mathura见到Kamsa.
He was even saying, everyone will be believed when Kamsa is killed. He was being very explicit about his intention to kill Kamsa. We heard how Purnamasi, she consented. Good plan.
而且我们也了解到了，听到了Purnamasi同意这个计划，说这是一个好计划。Everybody
else was in a state of shock.
每个人听了以后都震惊不已。Oh
no, Krishna's going to leave Vrindavan. Oh no.
哦不， Krishna 就要离开 Vrindavan 了，不。
Mother Jasoda lost consciousness. And even the person in Bhopal Champu who is narrating this story, he also becomes choked up and can't speak. Krishna's leaving Vrindavan.
No, 讲述 Gopal Champu 的讲述者当讲到 Krishna 也要离开 Krishna 即将离开 Vrindavan 的时候他的声音也哽咽起来。
Nanda Maharaj invited assembly of elders to come to his home and after he explained the plan, he also fainted.
Nanda Maharaj 邀请这个集会当中的连长的人去到他们家聚会去向他们解释这个计划是什么。向他们解释完之后 Nanda Maharaj 也晕倒在地。
And then Krishna wanted to revive his father, so he approached his feet, began massaging his feet, and spoke in the following way.
Krishna, 他走上他的 Nanda Maharaj, 走到 Nanda Maharaj 身边，想要唤醒、恢复 Nanda Maharaj 的知觉，于是他开始去按摩 Nanda Maharaj 的双足，并且如下说道。
Krishna explains to Nanda Maharaj, why are you grieving like this? This is just a recitation, and I will kill Kamsa while joyfully thinking of you and return after some time and be again visible to you.
Krishna, Nanda Maharaj 说道，您为什么这么悲伤呢？我会一想着您会高兴地想着您铲除恶魔铲除康萨铲除康萨之后我过一段时间就会回来见您的
Listen carefully, I want to explain to you the context of Gopal Champu being written and spoken.
请大家仔细听好，我准备来向大家讲述一下 Gopal Champu 撰著被撰著下来背后的背景。
Krishna returned to Vrindavan after killing Shishupal and Dantavakra.
Krishna 在杀死了 Dantavakra 和 Shishupala 之后回到 Vrindavan.
This is described in the Puranas, Krishna returned, he spent 2 months, and while Krishna was in Vrindavan for those 2 months, this Gopal Champu was being narrated.
那么在 Purana 宇宙古史当中说到了当 Krishna 返回 Vrindavan 之后在 Vrindavan 待了两个月在 Gopal Champu 描述了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这两个月
There are two narrators who are both disciples of Narada Muni.
有两位描述讲述者，这两位讲述者都是 Narada Muni 的门徒。
At the request of the residents of Vrindavan, they're narrating the whole story of Krishna's pastimes from the time of his birth until now when he's returned to Vrindavan.
在请求了 Vrindavan 的所有居民之后他们描述了 Krishna 从诞生一直到 Krishna 返回到 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光
Although this is a pastime that happened long ago the narrator even speaking about it becomes choked up and can't speak Nanda and Jashoda hearing what happened long ago, they also faint.
虽然讲述者讲述了是在多年前的这些消时光，但是他们讲着讲着声音就哽咽了。而且 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈听了这些多年前的消时光之后，他们也晕厥了。
Just hearing about separation from Krishna.Is too much for them.
只是听到与 Krishna 分离，他们就有些承受不了了。
And now we're beginning the concluding portions of this chapter of Gopalchampu. What happens next?
我们现在来去了解一下 Gopalchampu 关于这一部分的结束是怎么描述的，接下来发生了什么。
So, the speaker, his name is Madhukanta.
讲述者名字叫 Madhukanta.
Madhukanta speaks to Mother Yashoda.
Madhukanta 对 Yashoda 妈妈说的。
He says to Mother Yashoda, your son has so much affection for you. Just allow him to play in any way that he wishes.And in all circumstances, he's controlled by you, by your love.
Madhukanta 对 Yashoda 妈妈说的，哦 ，Yashoda， 您的孩子对您对您的孩子充满了如此多的深爱，您就让您的孩子想在那里玩耍，就在哪里玩耍吧。无论如何，在任何情况下。
In the evening, there's.
受的，他不被您所控制。
In the evening.
Yeah, now the connection is not very good. Your voice is broken. Could you repeat?
Sure.
Thank you.
The narrator Madhukanta speaks to Mother Yashoda saying, Let Krishna play. He'll always be under your control because of your love for him.
Madhukanta 对 Yashoda 妈妈这样说到了 Yashoda, 您的孩子喜欢在哪里玩耍就在哪里玩耍吧，由于您对他的爱，您的孩子完全被您所控制。
At Nanda Maharaj's home in the evening, the groups of devotees come together again, and this time Radha and Krishna come together.
在晚上的时候，这些成群的奉献者们又聚在了 Nanda Maharaj 的家中，这一次 Krishna 和 Radha 同时一起来了。
Now the narrator Madhukanta starts to speak directly to Radha about her feelings of Krishna leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura.
接下来 Madhukanta 讲述者直截了当的对 Radha 进行讲话，去描述 Radha 听到 Krishna 即将离开 Vrindavan 内心的感受。
Madhukanta reminds Radha of what her feelings and the gopis' feelings were when they heard that Krishna was going to leave.
Madhukanta 令 Radha 想起了当 Radha 和那些其他的牧民姑娘们听到 Krishna 即将离开 Vrindavan 所感受到的心情。
Announcements were being made throughout Braja. Krishna is going for this festival in Mathura, and they were all so distressed.
他们听到了这样的消息传开了 Vrindavan，那就是 Krishna 即将去到 Mathura 参加那里的庆典，对他们听了以后都心痛不已。
The gopis felt like they were hit by a thunderbolt.
Gopi 们听了之后就好比如雷贯耳，就好比晴天的霹雳。
Some were injured by that thunderbolt, and some, like Radha and others, they almost died.
有一些人呢听了之后就像是叫晴空的霹雳一样受到伤害，有的牧牛姑娘们就像 Radha 那样几乎死去了。
their faces showed their anguish.
他们的脸上的表情就表现出他们是非常的心痛悲伤。
Their faces were compared to sparks that leave a fire and land on the ground nearly extinguished. Their faces became withered, shrunken.
他们俊美的面庞开始憔悴干涸，就像是小火花离开了火团大火团一样，掉在了地上即将熄灭一样。
The limbs of their body became limp with no strength.
他们的身体失去了力量，四肢无力。
Their hair became disheveled, their ornaments fell off their bodies.
他们的长发和身上的首饰都纷纷脱落，都纷纷散落下来。
Some became senseless, some lost consciousness.
有的人呆若木鸡，有的人失去了知觉。
He says, who can describe properly the torment they were experiencing just hearing Krishna is going to leave for a day?
谁能够他说到了谁能够去描述出这些女姑娘们一听到 Krishna 即将离去的消息内心遭受了多么大的这种折磨与心痛啊。
They either became stunned like a stone statue or they moved about as if dull-witted.
他们要么就像石头一样呆呆的呆如木鸡，他们要么就像是木头一样呆头呆脑。
This was heard by them in the evening, and they fainted when they heard.
这是发生在晚上，当晚上他们听到这些消息的时候，立刻失去了知觉，晕倒过去。
In the morning, they regained consciousness.
在第二天早上他们又恢复了外在的知觉。
And their attention then shifted to Kamsa.
然后他们的注意力转向了 Kamsa.
Because for the residents of Braja, Kamsa was a source of great fear.
因为对于 Braja 的居民来说 Kamsa 是引起巨大恐惧的根源。
To protect them from being overwhelmed by fear, in addition to the separation from Krishna, the demigods filled them with another emotion.
那么为了使他们脱离 Kamsa 所制造的巨大的恐惧，除了他们所经受的这种分离之痛之外，半神人们他们是这样的感受。
They felt strength knowing that they would be protected by the power of Krishna from the terror of Kamsa.
他们强烈地感受到 Vrindavan 的这些居民在 Krishna 的保护之下会完全免于 Kamsa 的所制造的恐惧。
They were also reassured by Purnamasi saying the same thing, Krishna will kill Kamsa. That's good.
而且这些半神人们他们对 Purnamasi 所说的置信不疑，确信无疑 Krishna 肯定会杀死 Kamsa。
Then the gopis began remembering the so many past times when Krishna was confronted with powerful demons and one after the next Krishna killed them. They just were reciting Krishna's childhood pastimes of killing demons.They were certain that he would kill Kamsa.
然后接下来这些木牛姑娘们就想起了 Krishna 杀死一个又一个恶魔的这些消时光，他们开始去吟诵讲述 Krishna 的这些消时光，他们确信不疑 Krishna 肯定会杀死 Kamsa.
Having that faith, it helped them adjust their fear of being separated from Krishna.
因为, you want me to say it again? Yes, go ahead.
Having faith that Krishna would destroy Kamsa, their concern, their feelings of separation, impending separation from Krishna, became pacified.
那么因为他们对 Krishna 会杀死 Kamsa 这一点充满了信心, 这一点就使他们的内心因 Krishna 的分离引起的这种伤痛就减少了许多，缓解了很多。
Then their ecstatic emotion moved to another topic.
然后他们的这种狂喜的心，他们在这种狂喜的心态当中。 又谈起了另一个话题，进入了另一个话题。
While our fear of Kamsa will be destroyed by Krishna, when Krishna destroys Kamsa,
当 Krishna 消灭了 Kamsa, 我们对 Kamsa 的恐惧也会随之被消除。
How long will Krishna stay in Mathura?
Krishna 会在马图尔待多久呢?
After experiencing the big city, Mathura, will he want to come back to Braja?
Krishna 去到了马图尔这个大城镇，经历了这个马图尔大城市，他还会回到 Vrindavan 这个小村庄里来吗？
We're just simple village girls.
我们只是一些单纯的村姑。
In Mathura, there are many princesses, daughters of kings.
而在马图亚居住着那么多的国王的女儿，那些公主们。
Krishna will be attracted to their special qualities, and they will be attracted to him.
Krishna 会被他们的特殊的品质所吸引，而这些公主们也会被 Krishna 迷住。
How will Krishna remember us?
我们亲爱的 Krishna 还能够记得我们吗？
Even now, when he goes to the forest, one moment seems like the age of Brahma passes.
即便是现在，当 Krishna 去到森林里、丛林当中去放牛的时候，那一刻就如同是 Brahma 的一辈子一样。If
Krishna does go to Mathura, then who will understand the turmoil and the difficulties our minds will undergo in his absence?
如果 Krishna 真的去了马图亚，谁能够明白我们内心所经历的这些苦痛呢？
If he goes to Mathura and becomes a ruler in Mathura, how will we be able to remain alive and peaceful?
如果你去到马图亚，成为马图亚的统治者，那我们怎么能，我们如何去？ 把我们的生命维系起来呢？如何能还能活下去呢？
Our particular attraction or raga may not be attractive to him anymore.
可能我们的这种 raga 对他的吸引不再吸引他了。
His being ruler in a kingdom is not going to give us any happiness in his in separation of him.
在与他的分离当中，他成为统治者不会给我们带来任何的快乐与幸福。We
have the anurag or very strong attachment to be with Krishna in this simple village life.
我们在这样的简朴的村啊乡村生活当中 我们拥有 Anuraga， 我们极度的依恋 Krishna。
We know this term Anuraga from Shikshastaka, right?
我们从 Shikshastaka 主的百姓规当中了解到 Anuraga 这个词。
Many of you know Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastaka.
你们在座的许多人都知道主启坦尼亚的 Shikshastaka 主的八训规。
If you don't, later on you can look up Shikshastaka 2 in the very last line.
如果你们不知道的话，在课后你们去了解一下，在 Shikshastaka 的第二条的最后一句话当中出现了 Anuraga 这个词。
Durdaivim Idrisha Ahani Nanuraga. Because of my misfortune, I don't have any Anurag or attraction for Krishna's name.
在 Shikshastaka 的第二条的最后一句话当中 Krishna 啊，朱启坦尼说到了我Krishna 的圣名，我一点都不被 Krishna 的圣名所吸引，我非常的不幸，我一点都没有被 Krishna 的圣名所吸引。Anuraga 一点都不被 Krishna 的圣名所吸引。
Gopis have Anuraga.
Gopi 们拥有 Anuraga.
And their Anuraga towards Krishna is to be in his constant association in the simple village life of Vrindavan.
他们对 Krishna 的 Anuraga 就是持续不断的是在 Vrindavan 的这种简朴的乡村生活当中。
They compare themselves to a fish being fearful of being out of water.
就像那个姑娘们把自己比喻为鱼儿，害怕从水中分离开，从水中分开。
So similarly for them, not seeing Krishna in Vrindavan anymore is a very fearful situation, very terrible situation.
所以对于那个姑娘们来说，在 Vrindavan 不能看到 Krishna， 对于他们来说是非常可怕的，非常令人恐怖的一件事。
They essentially say we'll be like dead. We won't be able to even recognize anything. Our consciousness will be gone because he's gone.
他们主要说的精髓就是，如果看不到 Krishna， 他们几乎就要死去。他们什么都无法认出来，因为 Krishna 离开了 Vrindavan， 他们什么都认不出来了。
Then their attention starts to be fixed.On his form.
然后接下来，那位姑娘们的注意力集中在 Krishna 的形体上。
His face is attractive with a sweet smile.
他的脸庞因为那甜美的微笑而如此的迷人。
The tips of his eyes playfully dance.
他的眼角顽皮的舞动着。
His clever words give joy to the heart.
他聪明的话语让内心十分的喜悦。
He is filled with pastimes.
他充盈的逍遥时光。
We have directly seen all this, and one cannot even make any comparisons.
我们直接的都亲眼所，我们直接的目睹了这些逍遥时光。一个人是无法将这些逍遥时光进行任何的，对比的。
Our minds will be so disturbed. How will we tolerate the pain of separation?
我们的内心会十分的焦虑不安。我们如何能够去忍受这种分离之痛呢？
We will take poison to be nectar and nectar to be poison.
我们会把毒药当作甘露，我们会把甘露当作毒药喝饮。
Contemplating Krishna's departure in this way
他们这样的去思虑着去临思着 Krishna 的离去
The gopis decided just to completely abandon any kind of social consideration and run to Krishna and plead with him to not leave
然后这些牧羊姑娘们就决定放抛开一切的社会礼仪不顾去纷纷去到 Krishna 面前向 Krishna 哀求恳求
And that's where the chapter ends
这就是这一章的结束
And chapter 39 begins with Krishna preparing to get on the chariot the next morning with Akura
在第三十九章一开始描述了 Krishna 在第二天清晨和 Akura 即将启程前往 Mathura
As you can see the ecstasy of the gopis is in another realm of transcendence
我们从中可以了解到这些 gopi 们们他们这些 gopi 们的狂喜是完全处在超然的国度当中
In a spontaneous and uncontrolled way their contemplations their ecstasies just keep moving and moving like waves in the ocean
他们的这种他们的这种冥想全神贯注的冥想他们的这种对 Krishna 的这种思念就像是海洋当中的波浪一样此起彼伏
Their lives are ruled by their love for Krishna
他们的生命完全是对 Krishna 他们的生命完全是对 Krishna 对 Krishna 的爱所捆绑着所控制着
Intelligence steadying the mind and emotions within the mind becomes elusive.
Gurumaj, could you repeat?
Yes. Controlling their minds with intelligence and the emotions within the mind becomes elusive. Their intelligence stops functioning.
yes 他们的这种他们心意他们内心心意当中的各种各样的澎湃各种各样的情感已经无法得以控制他们的智性已经在这个时候已经不起作用了
very same thing happened to Akura in his chariot ride heading to Vrindavan.
相同的事情就在 Akura 坐上马车前往 Vrindavan 启程的这一路上前往 Vrindavan 的一路上 Akura 处在相同的境界当中
Waves of emotion were carrying Akura's mind.
这一浪又一浪的情感的这种波浪携带着阿朱呢携带着阿库啊 sorry
and all these emotions were ecstatic emotions
所有的这些情感全都是狂喜之情
some looked happy some looked sad
有些情感看上去是快乐的有些情感看上去是悲伤的
Some were filled with humility, some were filled with apparent pride, but transcendental.
有些情感是谦卑的，有些情感看上去似乎是骄傲的，但是是那种超然的骄傲。
Picture in your mind a small cork.Floating in the ocean and the waves go up and the waves go down and the waves go up and the waves go down and there goes the cork up and down because the waves are very powerful
那么你在你的心意当中你可以想到有一个这个钓鱼的钩在这个海洋当中随着波浪此起彼伏此起彼伏就是这样他们心中的情感超然狂喜的情感 就是这样一浪接一浪，此起彼伏。
This is the way of life for those who are situated in pure devotion.
这就是处在纯粹之爱的、纯粹的奉爱当中的奉献者们，这就是他们的生命，他们的生活。
Sometimes such elevated souls descend from that position to come to this realm and engage in preaching work.
有的时候，这样崇高的灵魂、崇高的奉献者，从超然的国度当中降临到这个世界里，降临到这个物质世界，去从事传教的活动。
Moved by compassion, not wanting to see people suffer.
他们的内心充满了怜悯之情，不愿去看到这人们受苦。
Such souls sometimes descend from that ecstatic position and come to this earthly plane of existence and extend topics of Krishna to the world.
有的时候这样的超然的这样超然崇高的灵魂从超然的领域当中降临到这个地球上降临到这个物质世界的存在当中去传播关于 Krishna 的话题
That's what Srimad Bhagavatam is
这就是圣典薄伽罗坛
Shukadeva is its speaker and he's on that platform of consciousness spontaneous love of God
这就是圣典薄伽罗坛所讲述的舒克德维古斯阿米就处在这样超然的境界当中他讲述了圣典薄伽罗坛讲述了超然的体质
And our great acharyas hearing this wisdom in disciplic succession are then sharing it with others although they're on this most elevated platform already
虽然我们的这些 acharya 们灵性导师们他们已经处在了如此崇高的境界如此崇高的层面上但是他们依然去在使徒传系当中去聆听这些超然的体旨去传播这超然的体旨
Why did they do that?
他们为什么这么做呢
It's so that we can benefit by hearing these wonderful topics from them
他们这么做是因为我们能够通过聆听这超然的体旨通过聆听从他们那里聆听这超然的体旨我们从中受益
But forgetfulness of Krishna is the greatest of misfortune
遗忘 Krishna 是最大的不幸
Restoring remembrance of Krishna is the greatest fortune
恢复对 Krishna 的记忆这是最大的幸运
And these great souls that are assisting us in remembering Krishna They're very compassionate.
而这些帮助我们去恢复对 Krishna 的记忆的伟大灵魂们
So that concludes chapter 38 of Canto 10.
这就是圣典薄伽罗坛第十篇第三十八章的结束
Let's see if there's some discussion.Any questions?
我们来看一看大家有什么问题吗提出问题啊 Vicky 请问那个 YY 里有谁提出问题来你会把它传上来吗那 Gunaj Before the devotees in YY or another WeChat group, before they paste the question in. Okay, yeah, sorry. Here is the question. 深深的顶戴姑，木牛姑娘对 Krishna 的情感，包括爱恋、愉悦、抑郁、思念、对分离的恐惧、焦虑。和痛苦等等和世俗的情感极为相似他们对 Krishna 的情感和物质世界的人对恋人的这种情感的根本区别是什么 如果说所有这些都是超然的，是因为他们那些情感都能带来狂喜吗？感恩咕噜。We have this question from Jamila Tira. I offer my obeisance to Guru. So the gopis, they emotion to Lord Krishna, including love, pleasure, missing, fear of separation, anxiety, and distress, etc. So these emotions, are very similar with the material emotions. So the gopis' emotion to Lord Krishna, what's the difference? What's the essential difference between the gopis' emotion to Lord Krishna and the lovers in the material world? So if the emotion of the gopis are transcendental, because those emotion can bring ecstasy.
That's not why they are transcendental. That's byproduct of their being transcendental.
Oh, 这不是说是Yeah, Gunaj, could you pick that? Why not?
Yeah, their ecstasy is not, it's not the cause of transcendence, it's a symptom of transcendence.
Oh, 他们这些木楼姑娘们的狂喜并不是这些木楼姑娘们的这些情感并不是他们是他们狂喜的征兆是他们狂喜的征兆。
The difference between their emotions and other worldly people's similar looking emotions has to do with who is the one who is to be pleased, the object or vishaya of their attention.
那么这些木楼姑娘们的情感和世俗世界里恋人的情感的本质的区别或者是根本的区别就在于他们所要取悦的对象是谁。
In material consciousness, we're at the center, and for the gopis, Krishna is at the center.
在这个物质世界里，我们把自己当作中心，而木楼姑娘们她们的情感是把 Krishna 作为她们的中心。
The material consciousness includes a misconception of who we really are and what real happiness really is.
那么在这个物质世界里，这种物质的情感就包括了我们对自己的错误的认识，以及我们对幸福快乐的错误的认识。
Next.
Daisy, 还有问题吗？不能。Maybe they need the time to paste their questions in the chat in the chat box. So, last time, several questions left in the last.Class.
There were some remaining questions?
Yes.
So why don't you do those?
Yeah. It's okay.
Please.
Yeah, thank you. Krishna 的仆人的仆人，就是我现在念的这些问题是上一节课遗留下来的问题，没有回答的问题。Krishna 的仆人的仆人，在 Krishna 的消失当中，有许多被 Krishna 杀死的恶魔都获得了解脱。怎么理解恶魔被杀死后成为解脱的灵魂，获得了灵性的躯体，甚至在灵性世界获得崇高的地位，成为奉献者呢？他们的恶魔品质一下子就没有了，全成了神圣的品质。 So this question from the servant of Lord Krishna. So in Krishna's pastimes, there are many demons killed by Lord Krishna, and they obtain liberation. So how do you understand that those demons, after they killed by Krishna, they become liberated souls, even they get the spiritual body, and even they get elevated position in the spiritual world and become devotee. So the demonic qualities immediately disappeared and become transformed to good qualities. So how can you understand this?
The two things. One is achieving spiritual form in the association of Krishna in the spiritual world is the exception of the type of liberation. The main type of liberation is merging into the Brahman effulgence, that type.
Good. Yeah, I missed at one point. So, could you repeat? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Very simple. Yeah.
Okay. Those demons killed by Krishna who achieved spiritual forms in the spiritual world were the exception, not the rule. The rule is many achieved merging into the Supreme Brahman as their form of liberation.
Yes. 那么那些被 Krishna 所杀死的恶魔 在灵性世界里获得了灵性的形体， 这是这样的恶魔是例外。 通常情况下被 Krishna 杀死的这些恶魔， 他们获得的解脱是融入到了 Brahman 的存在当中。
The second explanation is those who achieve spiritual form, most of them had rendered even some slight amount of service which Krishna accepted, and thus they achieve spiritual form.
那么还第二点，回答的第二点就是那些被 Krishna 杀死的恶魔，他们获得了 灵性的形体， 那是因为他们多多少少做了一点点对 Krishna 的服务， 所以 Krishna 接受了他们的服务， 因此他们获得了灵性的形体。
It should not be a surprise that bad qualities instantly became good qualities. It's like an object entering into the sun. It's going to burn.
所以呢，他们的这些恶魔的品质一下子就没了，变成了神圣的品质或好品质。你应该不要为这一点感到奇怪、感到惊讶，因为就像是一下子进入太阳当中，被他们的这些恶魔般的品质就全都烧光了，没了。Like
the sun, Krishna is all pure.
就像是 Krishna 就像太阳一样， Krishna 总是至纯至粹的， 就像太阳一样， Krishna 是至纯至粹的。
When in contact with the Supreme Pure, one becomes purified.
当一个人接触到了至纯至粹的人， 他就会受到净化。
So that shouldn't be a surprise at all.
所以呢， 对于这一点， 不应该感到惊讶。
Okay?
Yes, the next question. Yeah. 普仁顶戴古这个月做想做很多服务，更多念诵阅读，做各种服务都忙不过来。但是在我们的时间有限的情况下，我们应该把更多的时间重点花在哪一项服务上，才会获得更多的灵性进步呢？This question from the name, the devotee whose name servant. Often my obeisance is to Guru. So in this month, I would like to do more service, to read more, to do more other service. So busy. I'm too busy to complete those, to perform this, those service. But in such a situation when our time is limited, so what kind of service we should invest more energy, more time, so that we can get more benefit and can make more spiritual progress?
Expand yourself. Make two of yourself.
把你自己扩展出一个来，再扩展出一个来。
And if you don't know how to do that, just be content with as much as you can, and don't try to expand yourself into two.
如果你不能够再把自己扩展出来一个的话，那你也别这样试着是把自己扩展出一个来，那你就。尽自己最大的努力，能做多少就做多少。
Enthusiasm to increase is very good.
充满热情，充满热情的去增加服务是非常好的。
Accepting realistic limitations of your own capacity is also very good.
去接受我们的能力有限，这一个很现实的情况也是很好的。
Krishna will see both.
Krishna 会看到这两个方面的。
That's the secret to success.
这才是取悦 Krishna 才是取得成功的秘诀。
A material conception is do more and Krishna will be pleased.
这种物质的概念，物质的概念是做的越多 Krishna 就会被取悦，这是一种物质的概念。
That's discussed in Bhagavad Gita. It's false ego.
在博赞赞歌里面就讨论了这一点，这实际上是假自我的表现。
Each of usAnd fly as high as we can, just like a bird can fly as high as he can, and he can't fly higher.
我们每个人只能飞到我们能够飞到的那个高度，就像是鸟儿只能尽可能的飞到它能飞到的那个高度。
If Krishna wants, he can give you more capacity. That's nice.
如果 Krishna 愿意的话，他会赐予你更多的能力，这当然好。
And be enthusiastic to increase your capacity, but also be accepting of the kindness Krishna has given to do whatever it is that you can do.
我们充满热情的去增强自己的这种能力，与此同时呢，我们也去接受Krishna 所赐予我们能够做的能够做到的那种能力。
Next.
Yes, good night. This question from 生命来自生命热爱生命 from 杨改莲顶戴孤的莲花族，请问那些姑娘们的这些情感是真实的还是演的？他们真的难过吗？怎样才能够理解他们的这种崇高的爱呢？ So I offer my obeisances to Guru's lotus feet. My question is that the emotion of those gopis are real or they claim like this? They really very sad? How to understandand their elevated love.
What looks to you like sad is ecstasy.
在你看来 悲伤难过，实际上是在你看来的这种悲伤难过，实际上是狂喜。
It's a common mistake to think that the spiritual emotions are like your material emotions. They're not.
那么把这种灵性的情感看作跟物质的情感一样，这是一种物质的概念，物质的想法。
What's the difference between a material emotion and the spiritual emotion?
物质的情感与灵性的情感之间有什么不同呢？
Remembrance of Krishna, forgetfulness of Krishna.
那不同就是灵性的情感它总是记着 Krishna， 而物质的情感是遗忘了 Krishna。
In the spiritual world there's only remembrance of Krishna。
在灵性世界里，那里的在灵性世界，那里的生，那里的灵魂一直永远记着 Krishna。
All emotions are centered around remembrance of Krishna, including what you're calling sadness。
在灵性世界里，所有的情感的中心都是围绕 Krishna 的，即便是在你看来是悲伤的情感。这悲伤的情感的中心也是围绕 Krishna 的。
Read Nectar Devotion carefully and you will find those are expressions of ecstasy when the devotee is feeling separation from Krishna.
好好的去阅读一下《奉爱的甘露》，在《奉爱的甘露》里面描述了这些奉献者所感受到的与 Krishna 的分离的悲伤之情是狂喜。
Remembrance of Krishna is being increased by feelings of separation.
想念 Krishna 会更加让他们感受到与 Krishna 的分离之情。
Material standards don't work. They don't fit the spiritual experience of the devotees in the spiritual world.
这种物质的，在物质世界里的这种物质的情感是没有资格去体会到在灵性世界里的 Krishna 的奉献者所体验到的这种灵性的情感。
Next.
Yes, good night. Next, from John Devati.顶戴 Guru， 请问 Guru， 奉献者的职责就是传播 Krishna 知觉，但传播的途径各有不同，有的通过圣名 Prasadam 经典的传播，有的奉献者只是播撒种子，有的奉献者给种子施肥浇水，两种传播途径的重要性是一致的吗？ So I offer my obeisances to Guru. So my question is thatDevotee's duty is to spread Krishna consciousness, but the ways of spreading Krishna consciousness are different. Some way is to spread the holy name, or distribute prasadam, or to teach the sastri, or some devotees.They just plant the seed. Some devotees just fertilize or water the seeds. So, the two ways of spreading Krishna consciousness, the importance of the two ways of spreading Krishna consciousness are in accordance.
Do you understand the question? Because I don't understand the question. Do you understand the question?
Yeah.
Keep it simple rather than just translating word for word. Summarize what she's asking.
Yes. The main point is that some devotees, they plant the seed of bhakti, and some devotees water the seed of bhakti. So the two ways...the importance of the two ways are same.
Well, they're just different stages of the same.
Oh, 那只不是这种啊，就是一样是这种重要性是一致的，处在不同的阶段。
There's a third. That's harvesting.
Oh, 还有第三个阶段，那是收获的阶段呢。
You know, some persons, like say, in villages, some persons may be really skilled at planting, some may be really skilled at growing, some may be really skilled at harvesting, and some may be good at all those things. It's all part of the same thing. It's just different stages of the same activity.
那在农村那有的人特别擅长播种，有的人特别擅长去施肥浇水，让这些种子生长出来。有些人特别擅长去收获，那有的人呢，这三方面他全都擅长。这只不过是相同的活动，不同的阶段，处在相同的活动的不同阶段而已。
And one without the other is insufficient. So all are needed.
所以所有这些都是需要的啊，只有一样而缺少其他都不是都不够。
But they are specific activities, and therefore there is some difference in those specific activities.
那么这都是非常具体的活动，那么有的人他们就是这些具体的活动各有不同，有的人从事这不同的具体的活动。
I hope that's okay.
我希望回答了这个问题。So, going to the next question? Yeah. 顶戴 Guru Maharaj, 顶戴翻译。您讲到只要吃 prasadam 听圣名就能很快到达 Krishna 知觉，可是有的人吃了好多年的 prasadam 和听了很好多年的圣名，也听了圣人们的讲课，圣名唱得非常好，为什么人起码尊老爱幼的品质都没有呢？谢谢。 I offer my obeisance to Guru Maharaj.So you mentioned that just by honoring prasadam, listening to the teachings of the saint person, one can very quick attain the level of Krishna consciousness. But some people have been honoring prasadam for many years, have been chanting the holy name for many years, are also...have been listening to the lectures given by the saint person for many years, and they also chant the holy name very nicely. Why they do not hear the basic qualities such as respect the elders, to love the youngers?
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur answered that question.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 回答了这个问题。
It's a long story, but the short version is, if we maintain attachments to the temporary, we're not going to make nice progress.
这个问题就是如果一个人他还非常的依恋维系这些短暂的事物，那就不会取得很大的进步。
Another similar answer is, if we continue to make offenses while carrying out our devotional service and chanting, we won't make much progress.
还有一个类似的答案就是当我们在 念诵 Krishna 的圣名的同时，从事犯了罪的同时，念诵 Krishna 的圣名的同时，继续去冒犯的话，也不会取得很快的进步，很大的进步。
To say correctly that the process works very quickly means there's potency for us to go very quickly, but if we're negligent in maintaining attachments or making offenses, that potency doesn't come through fully.
那么正确的说，这种取得进步的说法，就是有这种力量取得进步的这种，如果一个人依然依恋那些短暂的事物，那么这种取得快速进步的力量就不会，或者是取得快速进步的能量就不会全然的展示出来。
Go ahead.
That's it? Yes. This question from Gloria Pretty.顶拜姑妈和亚吉及所有奉献者，聆听梵文《国家梵歌原意》十五章时，阅读者说的 Purushottama Yoga 和 Purushottama Ye 有关吗？啊 ，I offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj and all the devotees. When we listen to the Bhagavad Gita chapter 15 in Sanskrit.So, the title of 15 is Purushottama Yoga. So, this Purushottama Yoga has any connection with Purushottama month?
Of course. Purushottama is used twice.
当然也有关系了。Purushottama 在这里用了两遍。
Purushottama means the topmost person, and that's Krishna.
Purushottama 的意思是顶级的人，那就是 Krishna.
So the yoga of the Supreme Person is Bhagavad Gita, and it's the month of the Supreme Person, Purushottama.
嗯。那么在国家梵歌当中的普如说至尊者的一家，这个普如说他妈月指的是这里面说到了至尊，普如说他妈月至尊者月。
In Vedic calendar all the months have a name of the Supreme Lord, just like the month of Damodar.
在韦达文献当中说到了所有的月份都是用 Krishna 至尊主的名字跟至尊主的名字相关，用至尊主的名字来命名的，就像是Damodara月。
In a similar way this is the month of Purushottam, a name of the personality of Godhead.
所以同样的我们这个月是 Purushottama 月，Purushottama 是 至尊者的名字，以至尊者的名字来命名的。
Next.
Yes. Vadehi Satyamataji 还有问题吗？Yeah, it seems that no question, but they don't know what's the reason they but he said no more question.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Do we have something online here?
Oh.
Okay. Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. 非常感谢龙派的 Swami Guru Maharaj 给我们带来的精彩的讲课和精彩的回答。哎呀 Jambavati, 你这个问题晚了点儿。我会把你的问题记录下来哈，下一节课的时候请顾着回答好吗？Jambavati, 非常感谢 那还要及精彩的讲课和回答，非常感谢大家提出的精彩的问题和耐心的聆听。啊，希望我们在这个普鲁舍坦那夜能够获得更多的仁慈。Hare Krishna， 晚安。